This is St. Louis Public Radio. Historically, scientists have used eclipses to make major discoveries. These events have helped prove that the Earth is round, validate Albert Einstein's theory of general relativity, and discover the element helium. Scientists are taking advantage of the total solar eclipse today to study the sun and how our environment reacts to the unusual period of darkness, St. Louis Public Radio's Eli Chin reports.
On top of a St. Louis University parking garage, meteorology professor Robert Paskin and his students are tying a weather monitoring device to a large white balloon. When they're finished, Paskin says,
"All right, John, you let go."
"Ooh, me too."
"You let go."
This is a test run for a launch Paskin had planned for the total solar eclipse. St. Louis is one of 30 sites across the country that's participating in the NASA's Eclipse Ballooning Project. Scientists like Paskin want to understand how atmospheric conditions like wind speed and humidity will respond to the sudden and short period of darkness.
And so we get a very nice, rapid snapshot of what's happening in the atmosphere in this cycle that's going to occur because of the eclipse.
Total solar eclipses are rare, and it's even rarer for one to be visible over large areas where many people live, like the U.S. So today, scientists are taking advantage of that. They'll ask questions that only total solar eclipses can answer. They also want non-scientists to get involved. Margaret Hill is a physics professor at Southeast Missouri State University.
Everybody is a scientist at heart. And when you go to look at the totality or you look at the eclipse, there are many ways to observe it.
Hill's in charge of one of 68 telescopes involved in a project called Citizen Kate, the Continental America Telescopic Eclipse. The telescopes capture images of the corona, the outer atmosphere of the sun. It can only be seen during total solar eclipses. Angela Speck is an astrophysicist at the University of Missouri Columbia. She says there's a lot we don't know about the sun's heat. For example,
the surface of the sun is only about 10,000 Fahrenheit, which sounds hot until you realize that the corona is 2 million Fahrenheit. And so understanding how you get enough energy from the sun to heat the gas up and what mechanism causes that to happen is kind of important.
Citizen Kate will stitch together the telescope images to create a 90-minute video of the corona. Paskin's weather balloon project could also help meteorologists make short-term wind forecasts. He's using that information to help Ameren plan for windy weather that could affect the company's infrastructure. He also wants to study shadow bands. They're mysterious light and dark bands that appear along the ground just before and after total solar eclipses.
Why do those shadow bands form? Do the shadow bands form down low, close to the ground, say 1,000 feet? Or are the shadow bands something much higher up at, say, 30,000 or 40,000 feet?
If you put a white sheet on the ground within the path of totality, you'll be able to see the shadow bands. Paskin encourages observers to take photos of these to help researchers understand why they exist. Scientists also want to know how animals behave during solar eclipses. Researchers have speculated that birds return to their nest to roost and farm animals retreat into the barn, but actual research on this is pretty thin. Nicole Miller-Strutman studies pollinators at Webster University. She's setting up recording devices around Missouri to see how insect calls might change due to fluctuations in light caused by the eclipse.
Some insects can sense changes in the electromagnetic waves that are associated with the light. So, you know, it might look quite different to them than a twilight.
It's thanks to total solar eclipses that we've discovered helium and proved Einstein's theory of general relativity. With this total solar eclipse, who knows what we'll discover next? I'm Eli Chen, St. Louis Public Radio.